we're back in session. Carla, could you please read item 444?
Appeal of the Citizen Review Committee against Portland Police Bureau's finding regarding independent police review, internal affairs case number 2018-C-0001, appeal number 2018-X-003.
All right, colleagues, we have heard presentations on this matter, and we are now at the point of deliberations and accepting motions and taking a vote.
Mayor, I believe I need to make a statement since I was absent for the original meeting.
Oh, thank you, Commissioner Daly.
I was not present for the May 2nd hearing as I was in Washington, D.C., representing the interests of the city in regards to major transportation projects to our federal delegation. I have, however, since reviewed the video of the hearing in its entirety, as well as this nifty binder of documents provided, and I'm prepared to vote on this matter.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion, or I'll entertain a motion? Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. I call for the vote.
You need to make a motion?
My motion is that we vote to overturn the decision made in this matter. After carefully reviewing the record and revisiting the officer's testimony, this is the only reasonable choice that I can make in this case.
So this is always confusing. I feel like the language should be provided for us, because I think the vote would be, we're voting to uphold the appeal of the CRC.
So let's turn to legal counsel. I think you heard the intent of the commissioner. Could you put it in terms that are legal for the purposes of this hearing?
Yes. That the form of that motion would be appropriate. It would be a motion to reject the police bureau's finding of not sustained as being unsupported by the record. So the motion is to reject the police bureau's finding of not sustained.
And to change it to sustained, right?
That would be a second vote.
Oh, okay.
So if the motion to reject the police bureau's finding carries by three affirmative votes, then council must provide its own finding. And then you can make another motion to have a finding of sustained be the finding of council.
So current motion on the table then is a motion to reject the police bureau findings of not sustained.
That is
as
correct.
Being supported by the evidence. Is that correct?
Correct.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Hardesty, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Is there any further discussion before the vote? I will not support this motion, but I'll explain my reasoning when I take my vote.
And legal counsel, when would you like the reasoning? Would it be on this vote or on the subsequent one, or does it matter?
You could do it on this one, would be the most appropriate.
Thank you. We don't do this very often, in case anybody's wondering.
Right. We want to make sure we do it right.
Very good. Carla, could you please call the roll on the motion?
Hardesty?
After reviewing the record carefully and revisiting the officer's testimony, the only reasonable choice in this case is to vote to overturn the decision. For this reason, I vote yes to overturn the decision.
Udaly.
I understand, while I understand how stressful and even threatening it can feel to be filmed and followed by members of the public, as it happens to me, I'm not wearing a vest or carrying a gun, and I have no legal recourse unless I can prove that I had a reasonable fear for my safety. It's clear the appellant did commit a minor violation of pedestrian law by crossing the street outside of a crosswalk. The question is whether the citation was issued in retaliation for otherwise lawful activity. And in my opinion, given that other individuals in the area were engaging the same or similar behavior without warning or citation from the police, that the appellant did not show disregard for approaching traffic or put herself or others at risk by her actions, it's my opinion that this was a retaliatory action, and I vote aye.
Fritz.
So
I really struggled with this because the standard is whether a reasonable person could make this decision. And I have come to know the final decision maker, Chief Outlaw, over the time that she's been in office, and I, in general, find her a very reasonable person. In this particular incident, I don't find her decision or the police bureau's decision reasonable for the following reasons. On page 10 of 11 of the investigative report, officer said the following. He issued Ms. Bowling a citation for improperly proceeding across the highway and did not issue her, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with my eyes, a citation in retaliation for exercising her rights. He has issued the citation before, according to site search, two other times, and uses it quite often, but doesn't always issue a citation. Parker Lines 700 to 702. When asked why he decided to issue Ms. Bowling a citation as opposed to using his discretion, he responded, her interactions the whole time was combative and aggressive with us. And I don't know how to answer that question when it says I didn't use my discretion. I guess I did use my discretion and I wrote her the citation. That's the lines 924 to 926 on the investigative report. The CRC, in their finding on allegation number 8, states that they voted 7-1 to challenge the finding of not sustained and to recommend a finding of sustained. The committee stated that the citation was issued because the appellant was filming and because she made a face that the officer believed to be disapproving. They stated that they believed the legal basis for the citation may have existed, while that may have existed, the citation would not have been issued but for the appellant's otherwise legal actions. Therefore, the committee concluded that a reasonable person could not reach the recommended finding given the evidence in the case. And then finally, there are others, but for brevity, I cite this particular line on page 17 of 48 of the taped interview of the CRC minutes. Chair Malone on line 799 says, yeah, I'm reading the paragraph that starts at line 161 of Officer A's interview, and it goes all the way on to, and then I'll looking at the one that starts with 259, said, I would have written a citation, I guess, no matter whether she'd given me an ID or not. It's just one of those, you know, she made it so overt to me, it caught my attention, you know, like I said. I don't care about people recording me, but something about this whole event that spurred me on to at least want to go talk to her, and so I was going to write her a citation for the improper placement on the highway. I mean, to me, it just seems like it was the filming, and I know because of this photograph, I'm going to write this ticket. That line of argument seems to me to be the reasonable response to reading all of the record. And today we're only acting on the one disputed finding because there have been a number of others that have been adjudicated on. Those also, the totality of what happened in the incident that's in the record leads me to believe that this is not reasonable. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I've already, I think, lost this one, and that's democracy at work. And I want to start off by saying I respect my colleagues, and I want to thank the Citizens Review Commission for their hard work and their thoroughness in evaluating this and many, many other issues. More often than not, I agree with the conversations that they bring forward. I want to particularly thank Chair Malone for the time that she spends volunteering in this capacity and the time that she spends with me on a regular basis updating me on these issues. In this case, though, I have to respectfully disagree. First of all, the officer in this case saw a law violation, per the findings, improper position on the roadway, and the language of the law was attached in the findings, and he had the legal discretion to make a stop, which he did. That's legal detention. And he could do that for the purposes of identifying the person, investigate the violation he witnessed, and issue a warning, either verbal or written, or a citation. He chose to issue a citation. The judge then convicted the violator. In other words, a detailed investigation by the police bureau concluded that the finding of this case was not sustained. The chief indicated that there was not a preponderance of evidence to conclude a bureau policy, specifically the retaliation policy, was violated. I concur with this finding. There is not evidence, in my opinion, to support retaliation. A finding regarding a complaint is supported by the evidence when a reasonable person could make the finding in light of the evidence, whether or not the reviewing body agrees with that finding. And this is the standard by which we're adjudicating this matter today. The question is, could the police chief and others, with the facts that are before them, whether you agree or disagree with the outcome, could a reasonable person with these facts have come to the conclusion that she came to? And in my opinion, I conclude that the chief and the reviewers of these facts do in fact constitute and live up to the reasonable person standard. The officer in this case saw a law violation, improper position on the roadway. As I said, he had the legal discretion to make a stop to identify the violator, investigate the violation, and then issue the warning. And as I say, the officer issued the citation. The judge convicted the violator. In his interview, the officer said he did not care if he was filmed. And he further said that he did not write the citation because of legally filming him. The officer denied, on the record, retaliation, and there's no factual evidence that exists in the record that proves this allegation. There's a number of concerns the officer did raise in his interviews. He said he was aware that at the time there were numerous ambush-style attacks on police officers. He said he was also aware that there had been recent vandalism of police cars at the North Precinct. He said there was also a BOLO, a be on the lookout for a man and a woman associated with a U-Haul van that was a safety concern, and he was aware of that. He said he was aware that there were several film the police people regularly harassing police both at work and at their homes, and in his interview, he said he did not object if he was filmed, and he did not write the citation because of legal filming. He also noted that, and this was on page 202 and 203 of the internal affairs investigation, and I want to make sure I get his quote exactly right here for the record. He said he sees her, quote, reaching through the chain link fence and what I assume is taking pictures. And so all of these things were on the officer's mind when he chose to make the stop or to issue the citation. I have also looked at and read and reread this question of the use of "it was so overt." I believe that refers to the jaywalking. And so that may be part of the question here. The CRC's assessment that the reviewing lieutenant was unreasonable in concluding not sustained is, in my opinion, not supported by the legal standard, and that's where my difference of opinion is. The officer acted legally, he acted in policy, and he did not engage in misconduct. The actions of the officer are reasonable, and the conclusions arrived at in the review process by the officer's lieutenant, the commander, the chief of the operations branch, the captain of internal affairs, the independent police review assistant director, as well as the chief of police, all concluded not sustained. If the chief or I believed that there was a violation supported by the evidence, we would take appropriate action. So before I cast my obvious vote based on what I've just said, there's something else I want to say. This is a process that is prescribed by city charter. And I have serious concerns about this process. I have concerns about having a simple majority of an elected city council being able to overturn the police commissioner, the chief, the independent police review, the internal affairs, the chief of operations, the commander, and the lieutenant on what is effectively an HR disciplinary matter. Now, this council has done its duty. This is what we are required to do under the current charter, but this is one more area where I wonder whether this is really a fair or a reasonable process. I vote no. The motion carries. So, Robert, now it is my understanding we need to entertain a motion on the new findings. Is that correct?
Correct.
Very good. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. I move that we sustain the finding of retaliation in this matter.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Robert, does that meet your legal muster?
Yes, the motion is that a sustained finding will be the finding of council.
Very good. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
No. The motion carries. Is there anything further, Robert, that we need to do?
No.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. We are adjourned.